because the terminology in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the earth became, the word is was. In Genesis 1, verse 2, the earth was void. The word was is the same word as became. And so God recreated it from Genesis 1, 3 in 6 days. So Satan's been attacking God since day one. According, you see, and I believe when John wrote John chapter 20, when the book of John was written in chapter 21, he said, had the books been written about the Lord, the world could contain them. So we don't know very much about the Lord. All we have is 66 books in the King James Bible. Look at Revelation chapter 13. Verse 1, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Now, y'all know about blasphemy, don't you? Well, I tell you what, just hold your place here and go to Mark. I believe it's chapter 3. Give me a minute. I believe it's Mark chapter 3. Let me show you something.
29.
Now in Mark chapter 3, go to verse 22. And the scribes came down from Jerusalem. The scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub. Well, Beelzebub is the devil. You understand? And by the prince of the devils, that's Beelzebub, casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him and sent unto them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? So you know Beelzebub is Satan. Go to Matthew chapter 12, hold Mark. And you can go to Mark chapter 5 and hold it. Go to Matthew 12. You see, Satan's the daddy of all this deception that's going on in the world. He's the kingpin. He's up there in heaven ruling through men down here on this earth, and a lot of them don't even know that they are his henchmen. In other words, you study 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and you'll see that he is transformed as an angel of light, and Paul said there's no marvel for Satan. And he's got his ministers down here that are in the pulpits. They're not in the bars in the red light district. They're in the pulpits. What are they doing? They're fulfilling his word. In other words, they are working for Satan and don't even know it. And these people that you're talking about that's coming up with all this stuff, they're just a part of it. They're just a part of it. And I believe, and we was talking before class, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But there is a generation that has a hope of their vile body being changed just all of a sudden and gone out of here. But only those that trust Christ as their personal Savior will go out at the rapture. So what does Satan do? He tangles up Matthew 24 with the rapture and tries to make it all the same thing, so you can't tell which is which. So he gives the offer of the mark of the beast over there in Revelation chapter 13, and who won't take that mark or his name in their forehead can't buy nor sell. And Jesus Christ said, woe be unto you that have children in this day, old man. The gifts suck, he said. You know why? Any of you mamas in here, would you buy your child something to eat if it was hungry? You daddies, would you? Well, over here, in this time over here that y'all talking about there, if you got to buy and sell, you got to have that mark. Or chip, whatever they want to call it. Y'all know they've been putting chips in animals for years.
Yeah.
For years. This, I've watched History Channel a lot, and they went through some of these surveillance satellites that we have that's watching over us. Good morning. And they can read the information in your billfold. They can scan your credit card in your billfold and get your number. Now in Matthew 12, look at verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Now, did he say they could not get forgiveness of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Go back to Mark chapter 5. In Mark chapter 5, look at verse 5. I want Acts 5. I apologize. I want Acts chapter 5. We were in Mark 3. I want Acts chapter 5. That's where I want to go. In Acts 5, verse 5. If I got the right reference here, give me just a minute. That ain't where I want to go. Go back to Mark 3. Let's do it there, I reckon. Maybe I'll find it in a minute. Go to Mark chapter 3, where we were. We're talking about blasphemy. Go to Mark 3, verse 29. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath neither forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Go back to Revelation chapter 13, where we left from. Verse 1. I stood upon the sand of the sea, saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. And you can find this in Daniel chapter 7 and read about this. And his feet was as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So I know that Satan's still in authority at this time, you understand? God has not taken all power to himself when you're reading this in the book of Revelation. Now the church of Body of Christ is raptured out. We're gone. We're not here. We're out of here. Now, verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. In other words, this beast has power to heal somebody that's been killed. You understand? He has all this power. It's been given to him. Now, verse 4, and they worshipped the dragon. We all know who the dragon is, don't you? Go to chapter, hold your place and go to chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out. In other words, there's war in heaven. Michael and his angels are fighting. The devil's cast out. Now, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Well, who's deceiving the world today? Satan is. Who is deceiving people this morning by another gospel? Satan is. What are they preaching? They're preaching that you can have forgiveness of sins through Peter's message, and you cannot.
Amen.
You understand? Acts chapter 5, the forgiveness there is at the second coming. We have forgiveness already, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, go back to Revelation 13 now. Verse 4, and they worship the dragon. Well, who is the dragon? That's the devil. That's the prince of the power of the air. which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given to him to continue 42 months, that's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Now, in this tribulation time over here, after the rapture, we'll say the rapture's there. Here's the tribulation over here. It's a time of Jacob's trouble. It is 7 years long. In other words, we are saved from the wrath to come. Those that trust Christ, that Jesus Christ, when he died for their sins, we go out before the tribulation. The Antichrist can be revealed after we're gone. There's 3.5 good years according to the book of Daniel, and there's 3.5 bad years. Right in the middle of this thing here, he causes the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. You understand? You find that in Daniel chapter 9, very clear in there. So when that happens, he offers a mark. Now watch what he says here, Revelation 13. Verse 6 again. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Well, I know some grace people, have to slow down here, that right now are storing up food and ammunition against this day to fight the devil. Who's going to overcome them? The saints. Can you fight against the devil? Can you kill the spirit? Y'all know the story in Mark chapter 5 about the man that had an evil spirit in him. Jesus Christ said, What's your name? He said, My name is Legion. You know what Legion means? Many. He had many evil spirits in him. We know there was about 2,000 at least, because Jesus Christ cast out that demon out of him, them evil spirits, and they asked him, said, Don't just send us out here. Let us go into that herd of swine over there. And they did. Swine run down and drowned him. Run off the cliff and drowned him. 2,000 of them. Now, watch what he says here. Verse 7, it was given unto him, the dragon, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Who's ruling the world today?
Satan
is. So these things that you're talking about before classes, whatever y'all call that thing, what do you call that?
Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
I know where Burnt Corn, Alabama is. I got a friend of mine lives in Burnt Corn, Alabama.
Oh, here we go. These old fogies, don't say I'm cutting down like those young folks.
What's the matter back there?
I said, old fogies like you ain't on cutting heads like us young folks.
I don't know nothing about all this modern technology. I ain't got no computer in my house, and I ain't gonna have no computer in my house. I ain't got no computer in my pocket, and I ain't gonna have no computer in my pocket. I figured out years ago that this spy mess they got going around, and you think I'm joking you, just stop and think about something. I'm watching a football game. While I'm watching the football game, they announce how many people in the United States is watching that football game. How they know I'm watching that football game? How they know I'm even at home?
Huh? Can I say something?
Big brother's watching.
They're saying the stage is being set, and what you're saying right now with that satellite up there, and we can watch a soccer match over in England or whatever. ain't the stage being set about the two witnesses rising and doing, and the whole world. Okay, that's going on.
Exactly what's happening right now, and we're headed.
The stage being set.
We're headed toward that day right now.
Yeah.
You got two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, that's going to be preaching the everlasting gospel to them that dwell on the earth. In the middle of this thing, they're going to be killed. You know how, you know this 3.5 fascinates me. Do you know how long their dead bodies are going to lay in the street? And they're not going to let nobody bury them?
3.5 days.
Mm-hmm. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life is going to come into them. They're going to stand up, and the world's going to watch this. And God's going to look down and say, come up hither, and they're going to see them go up.
Right. You could do that 50, 60 years ago. So the stage being set.
It's going to happen. As sure as you're in this room, that is going to happen someday, but it can't happen while we're here. What you're talking about, I believe we're going to see a lot of things take place before the rapture of the church. And I don't believe there are signs for the rapture of the church, but I believe there are signs before. Let me show you some whole revelations and go to Hebrews chapter 8. Go to Hebrews chapter 8.
That was my point earlier.
Do what?
So that was my point earlier, specifically.
Right.
Because people are going to twist it, and they're going to say we're in it because of those signs.
Well, you see, Hagee uses them signs and wonders right now to say we're in the first 3.5 years of the, the first 3.5, 4 chapters of Revelation. Not years, but chapters. You know why? Paul went to some of the same towns that those churches have over there. There are 7 churches over there, and they're named. And Hagee says that's different times when God's dealing with the church, the body of Christ, in here. It ain't no such a thing. You see, an angel, Jesus Christ, was got a message from God the Father. Here's God the Father in the throne room. He spoke to Jesus Christ. God, Jesus Christ sent his angel down to John, and John wrote what the angel told him, what Jesus Christ heard from God the Father. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, and he said, write it in a book, send it to the 7 churches. 7 is the number of completeness in a King James Bible. Do you know how many times the word forgiveness you know how many times that word's in the King James Bible? 7 times. Do you know where the last time or the first time it is? Is there forgiveness with God? Are we forgiven?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Ephesians 1 verse 7. We have forgiveness through his blood, comma, even the forgiveness of sin. We have redemption through his blood. Same thing. Even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:14. He's forgiven us all trespasses. Go to Psalms, hold Hebrews 8, we'll get there in a minute. Go to Psalms 130. Psalms 130. Psalm 130. Go to verse 1. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let mine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Well, if God marked my iniquities, there'd be no way I could stand in the presence of God Almighty. Verse 4, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. That's the first time the word forgiveness is used in the 1611 King James Bible. Now go back to Hebrews chapter 8. Now he's talking about the old covenant and the new covenant. Verse 8. For finding fault with them, that's Israel and Judah, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the day is come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Now, I don't know what you know about after those days, but upon studying and reading for years, after those days would include this right here. Now, I'm not saying that the writer knew this. You understand? But after these days, the rapture has to take place. Then the Antichrist can be revealed. Then, right in the middle of this thing, things get bad. The Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 12 and other places, comes in real peaceably. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars over there. Pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, famines, all kind of things coming on this world. And the Antichrist is going to come in and he's going to make peace. He's going to cause people to make a sacrifice again. And right in the middle of it, he said, whoa, this ain't going to get it. He's going to cause all of that to cease. He's going to make an image. And if you don't bow down to this image, it's Katie bar the door. Or take the mark in your forehead or his name. Whatever they're going to offer. If you don't take it, you're going to get killed. But Jesus Christ already told them back here in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he that endureth to the end of the tribulation, he shall go into the kingdom over here. But if you take the mark of the beast, you lose your eternal life. You understand? Matthew 16:25. Very clear. He that saveth his life, over here, his physical life, he loses his eternal life. You give up your physical life here by resisting the mark of the beast, you will be killed. You understand? But you will have eternal life. But that ain't got nothing to do with anybody that's in the church, the body of Christ. Now, it may jolly well have something to do with somebody in this room if you are not saved. 2 Thessalonians is very clear. God is going to send you a strong delusion. You know what the strong delusion is? You're reading about him there in Revelation 13. He has power to give life to a beast that's been wounded. His wound is unto death. But he has power to raise that from the dead. He has power to make fire come down from heaven. Do you know, back here in the Old Testament, when a person brought a sacrifice back here, do you know what happened to that sacrifice? Let's say right here, here's the altar. Man commits a sins. Once in a year, they bring a sacrifice. The high priest, he goes in behind the veil. He offers this blood. The law is in this thing here. This person here has transgressed God's law. So he brings a blood sacrifice. The priest puts that on the thing that God can't see the law. And this is done once a year by the high priest for them to have remission of sins. Looking forward to forgiveness at the second coming. And that's exactly what Peter preaches over there in Acts 2 and Acts 3. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. But if you go into the tribulation, you've heard the gospel of Christ, God's going to send you the Antichrist. You will believe a lie and be damned when you do. Why? Because you was bad? No, because you received not the love of the truth that you might be saved. What is the love of the truth back here? It's the gospel of Christ. Look at Hebrews chapter 8 now. Verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind, write them in their hearts. I will be to them a God, they shall be to me a people. Now that after those days, I believe would include us and the tribulation over here. After the tribulation. You understand? Now, go back to Revelation 13. Verse 7 again. It was given unto him, this Antichrist, this devil, this dragon, this beast, this prince of the power of the air. It was given unto him to make war against the saints, to overcome them. Power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all, now listen to me, all means all, don't it? And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who are they going to be worshiping?
The Antichrist.
The Antichrist. And I believe the world's being made ready right now, especially through the Catholic religion. You know who the Catholics worship? They worship idols. God said anybody that does that is dumb as the idol is. Anybody that bow down to, well, let's just say this here is my idol right here, this fire gun. I bow down to that thing and worship that thing and I talk to that thing. It can't talk back to me. It can't do nothing for me. It can't even get off of that wall right there unless somebody gets it off that wall. Do y'all know the story about Dagon? Dagon was a god back here in the Old Testament. Do y'all know anybody that had any relationship with Dagon back there? What about old King Saul? He was killed. The Philistines took his head, hung it up in the temple of Dagon. The ark of God was taken in there. You know what happened to Dagon? Fell over on the ground. They picked him up, and I can see the fairy tale that they don't teach these kids nowadays, Humpty Dumpty. When I read that story back there about Dagon, I think about Humpty Dumpty. Had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put him back together again. Well, old Dagon, they go in there, Dagon's laying on the ground. Well, they pick him up and set him back up there, and here they come, they go in there, and his hands have broke off, and he's laying there, lifeless. Never had no life to start with. He's just a statue. I can see that Buddha down at that Chinese restaurant I used to eat down there some of. Little old Buddha sitting on the counter, I'd rub his little old belly. It never did do me no good. Thought maybe it might bring me some good luck, might walk out the door and find $100 bill. Never did. So I give up on the Chinese restaurant and rubbing Buddha. Now, beloved, this character here is going to cause people to worship him. Look at verse 8. and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Beloved, in Psalms 139, the Bible says all my members were written in my book before they ever were. There's something that God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. It's called the body of Christ. All my members, I'm a member of his body, of his flesh and his bone. Why? Because I deserved it? No, because Jesus Christ forgave me for Christ's sake. I have forgiveness through his blood, by faith in his blood. That when he shed his blood, that was a satisfied sacrifice for my sins. My sins are took care of. Now, watch what he says here. Revelation 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast come up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell thereon to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. In other words, when they brought a sacrifice in here, God came down, not in the temple now, but when they made a blood sacrifice on an altar, the fire would come down and consume that sacrifice. That's how you understand the story about Cain and Abel. To Cain's sacrifice, God did not have respect. But to Abel's, he did. Why? Because his fire came down, gobbled it up. Now, watch what he says here. Verse 12, he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell thereon to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he hath power to do in the sight of men, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. Now listen to me. All you gotta do is think just a little bit. Back here in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, y'all know the story. Nebuchadnezzar made an image. He said, at the sound of the music, watch the music you listen to, beloved. Pay attention to what they're saying, and especially a lot of this rap music. I can't understand a lot of it, but I every now and then hear some things in there that just turns my toenails under. And our children are listening to this crap. And you know what most of it is? It's worshiping Satan. If you don't believe me, listen to it. Watch the music. Well, anyway, they said, we won't bow down to that image. And he said, well, I'm going to throw you in the furnace. They said, we don't care. We're not going to worship that beast. You think about these people over here that are told, if you don't worship this beast over here, I'm going to cut your head off. Won't you think seriously right now? Somebody walked through that door right there with a Tommy gun. Y'all know what a Tommy gun is, don't you? Say, anybody in here believe Jesus Christ died for you? Raise your hand. I'm going to shoot you if you do. I'd stand on mine. What would you do? Now, I think about being over here in the tribulation over here. The Antichrist say, deny the Lord, worship this beast, and I'll give you eternal life, give you all this wealth and all. What would you do? Don't answer that. I know what I'd do. I'd run hide. Oh, I don't know that. Y'all know what Peter did, don't you? Peter denied him before the cock crew. Peter denied him three times. The last time they said this is one of his followers, he started cussing and ranting and raving. Said, I don't know that fella in there. Never met him before. What are you talking about? You'd be the same way, wouldn't you? To save your life. Now watch what he says here. Verse 15. Well, I apologize. Just let's finish verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. You don't think that would shake you? If you saw a beast that had his head cut off and all of a sudden his head come back together and he stood up, he's alive. This man here's got the power to do that. And don't you know you'd be just like the rest of them? Who's got the power to fight against this man here? Verse 15, he had power to give life unto the beast, the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many, now watch it, as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. You miss the rapture, you hear the gospel of Christ, you go into the tribulation, you will believe the Antichrist, because God Almighty promised you in 2 Thessalonians, I will send you a strong delusion that you may be damned. Why? Because you receive not the love of the truth that you might be saved. You don't want to go into tribulation. You want to miss it. There ain't but one way to miss it, and that's by the death of Jesus Christ at Calvary. Now, watch what he says here. Verse 16. He calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. That's what y'all was talking about before class. You understand? I believe we can see a forerunner of these things. I'm glad I ain't going to be here. I'd be the first in line. But wait a minute. What if? Let's just play a game here. What if tomorrow, headlines of the paper, every man, woman, and child got to go to the courthouse? You're going to get a chip put in your hand. Are we going to write the name of somebody on your forehead here? Or give you a number? You know what the devil's number is? If you don't think we're going to see forerunners, there is a real estate company in this town right here. And if I was a part of it, I would chunk that telephone number immediately. Their number is 666 SAVE. Wow. A coincidence? No, beloved. Getting people ready to receive a mark over here. We're being taught, even your cartoons that these children are watching are being brainwashed to believe these demons. They ain't a cartoon on TV outside of Tom and Jerry that I would let anybody watch. And me and my grandkids, we used to watch Tom and Jerry faithfully. And my granddaughter, sometimes when she's at the house, she'll come call me and say, Pawpaw, Tom and Jerry's on. Y'all ever watch Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Down to Earth cartoon. You watch, and I can't say that other one. I did one day and my little buddy caught me. Y'all know the one I'm talking about that makes all them funny noises. Beavis. That far as I'm going. My little buddy. he caught me that day. Clean your ears out. Run a rag through there. But there's a day coming over here that that's going to happen. And what you just read, look what he said here. Oh, verse 16, he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell. You know what? If you went to the grocery store, and I did years ago, I went down to Dale Shamps when it was still Dale Shamps down on DIP down there across from B.C. Raines High School. I went in there and the computer was down. I had three items. I'm standing in line and that young lady cashier there, I said, tell you what you do. I'm in a hurry. I said, write down this stuff here, figure out what I owe you and I'll pay you. When the computer comes up, you can put it in the computer. She says, I can't. I said, you can't add? Oh yeah, I can add. But I don't know what the price is. You know why? Got a barcode on it. I believe that's a forerunner. Do you know I go to the store every now and then? I don't go very often, but I have to go to Walmart every now and then. And I'll be in line and people's got these plastic cards and some of them they'll go and some of them won't. I was in line one day and the man had to go out of the store, out to his vehicle to get another card and come back in to do his transaction. And I'm standing in and I'm about to have a fit. I got up to the cashier. I said, before you start anything, do you take cash? She said, yeah, we occasionally. Cashless society. Very fair forerunner, ain't it? Now watch what he says here. Verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now verse 18. God wants to show you something. Here is wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world now. This is God's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. 666. I was watching. Now listen to me. Several years ago, I was watching a war movie on television. They had these army vehicles, and I ain't no artist. I'm just going to say that's the vehicle. You know what the number was on them vehicles? 666. And I thought, my Lord, look here. But if my real estate company had this number, 666 SAVE, I'd junk that sucker right now. I wouldn't put up with that 5 minutes. I wouldn't want nobody to think that I believe the Antichrist. Do y'all know where you get the number of man from? Go with me to Genesis. Verse chapter 1, I apologize, Genesis chapter 1, look at verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over it. The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, of everything that liveth on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given, and he talks to him about what all he can do. And this is the sixth day. You understand? Man was created on the sixth day. Go to Genesis chapter 6. The word in Genesis chapter 6, man is there six times. Genesis 6, and then the number of man is 666. Go to Exodus chapter 12. I think this is a good reference. Exodus chapter 12. Let's start in verse 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month shall they take to them every man a lamb according to the house of his fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. In other words, they are to count. You understand? So what did God tell us? Go back to Revelation 13, verse 18. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 again. Genesis 1, verse 26 again. Verse 29. This is after he created man and woman now. God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein is life. I have given every green herb for meat. It was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were what? The sixth day. So man, the number of this beast is 666. So if you over here in the tribulation, if you're going to buy and sell, you got to take the mark of the beast. Now, go back to Revelations and take Revelations chapter 1. I want to show you something here. Revelations chapter 1. Verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord, Jesus Christ, has sent his angel, and the angel of the Lord is announcing to John to write some things down. Now verse 11, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book, send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. And he names these churches. What are they to hear? Well, when this mark or this name or this apparatus, whatever you want to call it, is offered, You know what he told them to do? Go to chapter 6, Revelation, chapter 6. Now, there are some people, verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, 5 is the number of death in the King James Bible. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. In other words, they did not bow down to this idol. They did not receive this mark, and they got their heads cut off. He caused them to die. The Antichrist did. Now, for time's sake, verse 11, the white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said to them that they should rest yet a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Why were they killed? Because they resisted the mark of the beast. They would not worship this beast as Shadrach and Meshach back in the Old Testament and Daniel said, we will not bow down to that thing. He said, I'm going to put you in the furnace. And he had the furnace heated 7 times more than it should be heated. And you know what happened to the men that put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace? The fire burned them up. It was so hot. Nebuchadnezzar come over there and he said, didn't we put 3 men in there? And I see 4 in there, one like unto the Son of God. They come out of there. They had no smell of fire on them. They had no burnt spots on them. Their clothes, their hair was not singed. God took care of them. And you know what they told Nebuchadnezzar? They said, well, the God delivereth us or not, we don't know, but we know one thing, we won't worship that image. So over here, if you won't worship this image, you're going to die. But I got good news for you. If you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we will go out in the rapture. We are not appointed unto wrath. We are appointed unto salvation this day. And I'm going to say this day runs from the salvation of Paul to the rapture of the church. Whenever that is, this day is the day of salvation. God would have all men to be saved today and come unto the knowledge of the truth. So I don't doubt we're going to see a lot of forerunners before the rapture takes place. Not that there are signs for us, but we can recognize these days that's coming over here. After those days, after the 7-year tribulation, God's going to make a new covenant with Israel. He said, this is my covenant unto them when I'll take away their sins. And according to Psalms 103, God said, I will put their sins as far as the east is from the west and will remember them no more. Well, he can't remember our sins now because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. My time's up. Appreciate you being here this morning. I don't know if that helps you or not, but I know bad times are coming. They ain't gonna get no better. So.